A little brief thing, Penobscot East Resource Center, we're a primary partner with this program. And our mission overall is to secure a sustainable future for fishing communities in eastern Maine and beyond. We've just gone through a 5-year strategic planning process and have identified this kind of new wording to our mission. And two of our primary goals are to deliver practical tools and support for today's fishermen to adapt and succeed in a changing fishery, as well as to contribute to ongoing learning and science-based policy for sustainable fisheries locally, nationally, and globally. But I just want to say that Eastern Maine Skippers falls exactly at the nexus of these two goals. And our participation in this program really can contribute to achieving these. So first off, why winter flounder? Why are we building these traps? I'll just give you a little explanation of where we work. Eastern Maine's approximate 3,000 commercial fishermen and their 50 communities are precariously dependent on lobster. We heard 3 hours of that this morning from the DMR, the lobster session. There's a clip on the bottom left of the screen here. It's a scientific paper that came out a couple of years ago by Bob Stenick and a whole bunch of other names underneath there about the gilded trap. So what that is that we're very dependent on lobster economically. If anything else were to happen to lobster, we would be in a very upset situation. And what that means is that sociopolitically, we are frozen from making any movement at all because we're kind of in that position. If you move left, if you move right, you run the risk of either tipping the scale too soon or just not being prepared in the wrong way. So another idea of, or a demonstration of this dependence is the 2011 landings value. 159 million of the total of 186 million was just lobster. Okay, so it's very, very economically important to us. So for skippers, if we're preparing students who are currently fishing and are interested in being fishermen in the long term, what's a really critical thing for them to learn how to do? Well, we thought, what's the process and what does it take to start a new supplementary fishery in eastern Maine? What'd you do? Some guys are like, it's not as easy as just setting out a trap or setting out some hooks and seeing what's out there. There's a political structure that you have to work within, and there's other ways, other types of information to collect. So we're looking at winter flounder. This is the landings history of winter flounder here in Maine. And you can see it's gone through cycles. Any fisherman will talk about cycles, and that's another thing contributing to the necessity to be adaptive in the fishing industry. The black line is value, and the gray bars are pounds. You can see since about 2000, there hasn't really been any fishery, for various reasons, but there hasn't been a fishery here in Maine. This is the Maine, New Hampshire Inshore Trawl Survey. They do it twice a year, once in the fall and once in the spring. And the graph below shows an uptick, basically, since 2006 in winter flounder in the trawl survey. The map indicates, so the thickness or the size of those dots shows you how much winter flounder are being caught. So as you can see right here, the distribution of the highest catches of winter flounder is highly concentrated in eastern Maine. It's also highly concentrated very far inshore, exactly where students with their smaller boats and their fewer traps are fishing. If you look at the spring Maine New Hampshire Trawl Survey, it even looks better. There's more fish around through in the spring months. Again, and they're a little bit further offshore, the concentrations of fish, but still very heavily focused in eastern Maine. This is some more promising information. In February 2012, the federal government doubled the Gulf of Maine winter flounder catch limits. So you have federal pressure or federal influence saying, hey, this is actually a species that's doing pretty well. How can we explore this? In 2005-2007, the Gulf of Maine Research Institute, we're not the first ones to come up with this idea. GMRI worked with Kilo Pinkham down in Booth Bay, designed some traps, shown here, and he experimented for a little while, both in the fall and in the summer. And as you can see, he didn't catch that many fish. But if he were in Booth Bay, and going back to those maps I just showed you, you wouldn't have necessarily expected him to catch some fish. But he did catch some. So what does that mean? Well, we can try to design some traps that catch them better. I'm just going back to the map again, this is the same map I showed you before, to also indicate, if you look at where Booth Bay is and look at us, we probably have a higher likelihood of catching some fish. So why are we trying to trap flounder? Diversity in fishing opportunities and access is critical to our eastern Maine communities. And winter flounder abundances in eastern Maine, especially coastal Maine, seem to be have some promise. If we can design a trap that excludes lobster, now this is that sort of political structure, you've got to be aware of it. It's not as easy as just setting out some hooks or setting some traps. Kevin's laughing. there are rules. If you're going to set a trap in the water, it has to exclude lobster. It's just state rules, as well as we're not allowed to set gill nets or anything like that inside state waters. So you've got the likelihood, especially with these guys and their boats, small boats, they're already rigged for hauling traps. Why not use gear that our boats are already set up for? Then, if we can design a trap that can exclude lobster and catches fish, we can monitor the local abundances. We can start to determine how many fish are around, whether it's fishable, whether they're fishable abundances, and then also potentially look to local markets. Traps are regarded as one of the least habitat damaging or selective gear types, and then fishermen in this region that I'd already mentioned is that they're rigged to fish traps. And plus, people here historically have loved their blackbacks. They like to eat them, so I think it should have a pretty good local market. Are there questions so far as to why winter flounder traps?